I'm Stan Deaton with the Georgia Historical Society. She was a nonconformist before that became stylish. Eliza Frances Fanny Andrews was born in Washington, Georgia in 1840. She was among the first students to attend LaGrange Female College and was fluent in both Latin and French. She was fiercely independent. Though her father was a staunch Unionist, Andrews was an equally strong secessionist. As her father predicted, the war destroyed the family fortune, and the unmarried Andrews set out to support herself. Her account of the Civil War home front, a wartime journal of a Georgia girl, is one of the best ever published. She published three novels to widespread critical acclaim, taught literature and French at Wesleyan College in Macon, worked as a correspondent for the Augusta Chronicle, authored several textbooks on botany, and eventually embraced socialism. In 1926, Andrews became the only American woman in the International Academy of Literature and Science. The path-breaking Andrews died at age 90 on January 21, 1931, today in Georgia history.
Today in Georgia History is made possible by support from Georgia Power and is a joint production of the Georgia Historical Society and Georgia Public Broadcasting. For more on this topic, go to todayingeorgiahistory.org. Georgia Power, serving our state for more than 140 years.